500 Miles of Music is touring right across regional SA. Here with me this morning to talk all about it is John. John, how are you going today?
Very well, thanks. Rachel, how are yourself?
I'm doing really well. Excited for this. Now, for those who haven't heard about this event before, can you shed a little bit of light on it for us?
Okay, so this is a travelling music event. Like we have a starting place, which is at the barn at Wombat Flat, which is just out of Udunda, which is an old 150-year-old Clydesdale barn. And that's our opening show, and then we travel up to Corn. That's our first outdoor gig. That's at the Corn Oval, and then we go to a little town of Blidman outside the classic iconic Blidman Hotel.
There's a beautiful spot there.
Oh, look, we shut off the main street, and they have a couple of drum fires outside. So everybody's warm, and that's just great out there. And then we have a bit of a day off while we all travel up to William Creek, travel the Utna data track, and there's lots of great things to see along the way too for those that are going up there. And then we have two different concerts out of the hotel there.
That's beautiful. Now, do you get people that travel along with you to visit every show?
Yeah. So we've got a small group which are following the whole thing. They're starting at the barn at Wombat Flat. And then there's a few which are just doing Corn and Blindman, or just sort of jumping from one to the other. Each show will be basically the same. There'll be some different tunes. The last show, which will be the Thursday up in William Creek, has some extra bands playing. It'll be a slightly longer show, sort of for the finale. And then when we all pack up, and we've got the timing so people can then go on to the Big Red Bash, which, of course, is in Birdsville. And, of course, the weekend before that, Marie's got a Camel Cup on Vixen the 7th. Man, there's so much going on in the outback of South Australia at that time, I'll tell you.
It's certainly the right place to be this time of year. Now, it's a pretty specky lineup. We've got Adam Harvey, Brad Butcher. Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Oh, look, I like Adam. I've spoken to him and emailed him many times over this. He's just a really genuine guy, and his music's great. It's not so much of the more, it's not really like the modern American style country. It's back to the older kind of Australian country that we all kind of grew up with. But everybody's there. The new up and coming Matt James, he's got some fantastic new tunes. He just released an album, a new EP not long ago, which is going very well. And Matt, he's a Mount Gambier boy, so it's good to get some SA people. We've got Michaela Jenkins and her partner Reed, who's just an amazing guitarist. So yeah, we've got a great combination of different acts from, you know, local and interstate, and the backing band, which is coming along with the house band. These guys play for all the top Australian artists, and we're just lucky to have the pick of the bunch from all the musos.
It sounds like an absolutely ripper lineup. Now, if people want to head along, where can they grab some more details and grab some tickets?
Okay, so if you go to the website, 500milesofmusic.com, there's information there. Tickets, well, there'll be some tickets available at the gate, but we're trying to avoid queues. Mm-hmm. And obviously, places like Blimmin and William Creek at the heart, we can't really use FPOS at this. So that's kind of a cash type of thing. You can get tickets at the Flinders Rangers Visitor Information Centre. You can ring them up or go in and buy them there. We also have tickets via Tickety Boo, but all those details are on the 500 Miles of Music website.
Beautiful. It sounds like an absolutely amazing event, and hopefully it only gets better as it goes on.
Oh, it is. And for those travelling up to William Creek, we couldn't have got the timing better, because, you know, there's water coming down into the lake, and that doesn't happen very often. And I've just been up that way a few days ago, and it's just starting to look fantastic, and particularly those who take the flights and things. It's definitely not to be missed. So a good timing for that event and the lake.
Definitely. The stars have aligned for you, and we wish you all the best with the concert, and I'm sure it's going to be a ripper time for you. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and speaking with us.
Thanks, Rachel.